Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly throws the ball into Mack, who tags Judnick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Pitlock and he is out. Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Strange covering, for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berardino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kennedy for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-0 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder throws to second for 1, and Boudreau throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Strange moves to second. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange scores. Grace moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick is walked intentionally. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Heath reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky scores. Heath moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.